supplier feedback. Supplier partnerships also need continuous improvement. The concept of quality at the source includes receiving quality components from suppliers. When evaluating a supplier, organizations may consider the following. Supplier's design capabilities. A supplier may be asked to create a new design or prototype, and the customer will then run qualification tests on it and provide feedback. Prototyping is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. A specialized product design and development process for developing a working model of a product. 2. A specialized system development process for performing a determination where user needs are extracted, presented, and developed by building a working model of the system. Generally, these tools make it possible to create all files and processing programs needed for the evaluation of a business application in a matter of days or hours. Supplier's manufacturing process. The organization can evaluate the supplier's manufacturing process through data on past performance on similar products, or by conducting a process capability analysis or completing a quality survey. Supplier and customer feedback can also be used to improve the business process flows between partners. This can be done using a SIPOC, Supplier Input Process Output Customer Analysis. SIPOC is a visual tool for documenting a business process from beginning to end on one page. The purpose may be to give people a starting point for learning about a process, to start documenting a process, or to kick off an improvement event such as Kaizen. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Supplier Input Process Output Customer SIPOC diagram as a high-level process map that shows substantial subprocesses in an organization's process together with the structure of the process represented by the suppliers, inputs, outputs, and customers. A SIPOC diagram defines the critical aspects of a process without losing the overall perspective. The elements of SIPOC include S. Suppliers. The entities that provide input, S, to a process. I. Inputs. All that is used, mostly as variables, to produce one or more outputs from a process. It is worthwhile to note that infrastructure may not be considered as inputs to a steady-state process, since any variability induced by such elements remains fixed over longer periods of time. P. Processes. Steps or activities carried out to convert inputs to one or more outputs. In a SIPOC, the process steps are shown at a high level. O. Outputs, one or more outcomes or physical products emerging from a process. C. Customers. The entities that use the output, S, of a process. The steps to complete a SIPOC like the one seen in Exhibit 9-45 are as follows. Start with the center row, processes. This row is kept simple. Ideally, it lists no more than 5 steps, and each step consists of an action and a subject, verb/noun. Once the team agrees on how the processes have been documented, they move on to list the outputs and the customers of the process. Then they work backward from the center to identify the inputs and suppliers. Finally, they validate the process map by working with the functions that perform the steps. Exhibit 9-45, SIPOC chart for a powder coating process. In Six Sigma, SIPOC is often used during the define phase of the DMIIC improvement steps. The purpose of developing a SIPOC with suppliers is to identify the sources of variation. The ultimate goal is to reduce variation in process output. A supplier quality evaluation is another tool that is used to gather feedback on a supplier. It is usually a self-assessment completed by the supplier on their capabilities to meet quality requirements on production lots. The evaluation of quality activities is quantified by a score. Some organizations use this evaluation as part of the selection process. Others use it as an ongoing evaluation tool. An evaluation could be as simple as a survey or as complex as an on-site visit to the supplier's facility. As the organization uses the various evaluation tools to gather feedback on the supplier, it is important that any findings be communicated to the supplier, specifically areas of nonconformance. These should include a precise description of the defect. Ideally, these also include a sample,